Com.
And Kathy Dawes again with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler going over a whole lot of different opening soons. And we're not quite done yet. I see several different names on that list still that we want to go through.
And I know you have the hospital people in all the time. There's a lot of people that are doing some alterations inside their buildings, which don't see it, but they're either trying to remodel places like the Manhattan Surgical Center, doing some interior alterations. Via Christi Hospital is always doing some alterations in their building to improve. Central National Bank at 1402 College Avenue is doing some alterations on the inside. Meadowlark Hills, 2121, is doing some alterations. So some of those are not physically visible to people when they drive by. And some of them aren't major. Some of them are somewhat on the minor side. We talked about ESB Financial is a bank that's going into that Scenic Drive and Anderson Avenue location. Manhattan Oral Surgery is going to be locating at 4201 Anderson Avenue in Building E. Robbins Motor Company is having major alterations done. That used to be SRAM Dodge, where they sold. And so Robbins is now the new owner, and they're doing some alterations. We understand Schultz Construction is doing that. Washington Dance Studio at 1125 Waters is doing some alterations. Blue Fire Med at 2314 Anderson is doing some alterations. Inspire ENT and Pulmonology at 1201 Anderson Avenue, Building D is going in there. The medical center itself is going to be adding a new building at their location. And let's see, what else have we got happening? Manhattan Urgent Care is going to be opening sometime in September. And I think those are at least some of the ones that we are aware of that are happening around the community. So there's lots of rumors. There's still lots of construction. There may not, Kathy, in all honesty, there may not, as far as big construction on commercial and retail, there's probably not as much going on as that people would like to do. There's another one that I may have missed when we went over it, but the Boutique, which is a women's dress store that's on 4th Avenue, is going to be moving in around the corner and moving on to Points Avenue. And they're remodeling a building, and so the Boutique is going to go in the 400 block of Points Avenue. And they're going into a bigger store, and so they're also going to be offering baby and very, very young children's clothing. They're adding to their line. So that's another expansion that's going into the downtown. So, again, there's a lot of things moving around, not as much major construction. I mean, if we go back even 10 years ago when we were doing the downtown redevelopment, I mean, there was huge retail stores going up in the downtown. And, again, I direct people towards the old Kmart location where Academy Sports has gone in. And there's going to be three or four retailers that are going into that space that they're working on right now. And again, we've had a lot of rumors, but we haven't been able to confirm anything. Originally, they had talked about, and we had mentioned on this, that Home Stores was going in, which is a product of that they're with Marshalls and some of those, but same line. But that apparently didn't materialize. So we don't want to get ahead of the curve, but that's probably from a retail perspective. That's probably the major retail development that's going on in the community. And then in the mall itself, Ulta, which is women's cosmetic, I guess is the best way to do it. A lot of people are very excited, and that's under construction, and it's supposed to open this fall. And that's going into the old Carlos O'Kelly's location. Carlos O'Kelly, of course, moved across the street into the shopping center where Hobby Lobby is. Ulta is going into that to their old location.
I appreciate you mentioning the mall. We did actually get a call earlier this week prior to City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Ushiretti coming in, who wanted us to ask them about the mall, the Manhattan Town Center, and any concerns at all. I mean, obviously, Penny's and Dillard's, well, the theater's there, too. But yeah. Penny's and Dillard's are the two that are kind of the main anchor stores, and any worries about those. I know nationally there's been some problems and what would happen if they were to move out, any plans for what would happen. Malls are kind of becoming less popular nationwide, so I don't know what the future is. But
you know, Kathy, I'm certainly old enough and have been through retail is constantly changing. Growing up as a young man or young boy, everybody shopped in their downtowns. I mean, everybody shopped. And then malls came up, and everybody went to the suburbs to shop in malls. And it is true. I mean, I have no insights, but just reading on a national basis, we're not building malls anymore in America. And in fact, many are closing or being used for other purposes in communities because the big department stores, the big anchor stores, the Penny's, the Sears, the old days, Montgomery Ward's, there's a name people haven't heard for a while, Dillard's, Macy's, all of those stores are going through some very significant changes. And a good part of it is due to the internet.
We do have a phone call. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought the mall up. It opened in 87. I've seen it for all that time. It appears to me that there's more vacancies in there than ever has been in history. Now, I know you're kind of touching on what my question is. Is that thing going the way the major malls in the United States are? That mall is probably, it's not the biggest mall in America, but it's the nicest. It stayed up to date. It was way ahead of its time. It's a beautiful facility, and I'm not saying about that. I wasn't for it when it came in. That's not important. But is it going the same way the other? It appears to me we lost Sears. Penny's nationally is in big, big trouble. Just closed several hundred stores. We weren't one of them. So, and you mentioned, you know, Western Auto, Montgomery Ward's, and those places, gone. Penny will be gone soon, probably. So what are we going to do with that down there when that happens? I mean, it's something we need to look at now and not later. I'll hang up and listen.
And the caller that we had earlier in the week addressed some of those same questions, so that you get a good point.
Well, first of all, I want to make it clear to anybody listening that I don't have any insights to our local mall. That's a question for the local mall management and ownership to be very specific about. What I can say, and what we were talking about before we took that phone call, is that retail is going through another major shift in America. And unfortunately, we're being touched by that. And so as the caller said, there's I can't comment, and I don't have square footages in front of me to say whether there are more vacancies there than there were at another time. But there are vacancies there, and so there's no getting away from it. Some of the vacancies have occurred. I think something that's very, very, very important that I want our listeners to understand is that the vacancies, many of the vacancies in our particular local mall here in Manhattan are not due to what's happening in Manhattan. They're due to what's happening on the national level. Companies, stores, retail stores have gone bankrupt and they've closed. That wasn't because of what happened in Manhattan. And so the tenants that are there, there's probably, I could go through a whole list of them, of stores that are in trouble on a national basis. And when they're in trouble on a national basis and they start closing stores, they tend to start closing stores in smaller markets before larger markets. And we talked about this probably several months ago when Penny's announced some major closings across the United States, and Kansas lost or is in the process of losing 7 Penny stores. One of those is in Lawrence, one is in Hutchinson, one is in Great Bend. Dillard's is closing their Salina store. So people need to understand that it is a changing landscape in retail. And there's lots and lots of reasons for it, but one of the bigger drivers is that more and more people are buying products and services online. That's not the only reason, but that's changing. So The question then is, what's the future of our mall? Again, I think that's a more important question. I think one of the things that the listeners need to remember, and maybe this will be one of those things that as time goes on, is the city of Manhattan actually owns the land under the mall and all that parking. That is, I'm not sure any other place in America that. So what does that mean? That may mean if, and I hope this never happens, but if there was a time when something needed to be repurposed at the mall, the city would obviously be able to have an opportunity as the say-so that occurs. And that was something that was very, very unique, because most of the time malls own their own land, and that's the way it is. But in our community, back many years ago when they put the mall together, the city actually owns all the land. They don't own the buildings, but they own the land that the mall sits on in the parking lot.
It's a little bit unusual.
It's an unusual situation. And again, I'm not trying to – we are aware that there are new retailers that have never, ever been in this market that are actively looking at this market. And so it's not all doom and gloom for retail in Manhattan, because there are companies that have not been here before. An example is Academy Sports. A lot of people liked Academy Sports and were going to Topeka or other places to shop there, and now it's located here. And I think you're going to see some other retailers in that shopping center where Academy Sports is, and hopefully some announcements in the next few weeks or months ahead, as because they're building it out. So they're planning on putting something in there.
I know Ron had mentioned when he was in Tuesday, and I've heard this from people in town too. Unfortunately, you have people that will maybe go look, and then they'll, you know, right there in the store, get online to see what they can pay for it online.
Oh, sure.
Which is sad. But.
Yeah, we're a changing society again, and for those that may be just tuning in, I'm old enough and remember that. Growing up as a kid, yeah, there were no malls, and you went to the downtowns of our communities, and that's where you shopped. And then all of a sudden, strip centers and malls cropped up, and everybody went to those. And now, once again, I think we're seeing a big change with people that are just willing to sit at home or to walk into a store and order something online. And
have it delivered to
them. Amazon has changed the retail dramatically. And it continues to do so. And Walmart is also very much getting into trying to have some services very similar to Amazon. And a lot of people, as they look long-term, say that Amazon and Walmart are going to be the two big retailers left standing in America when it occurs. But all these department stores that the caller mentioned, the Macy's and some of those, they're closing stores. As close as Salina, Dillard's is closing there. So
let's go ahead and take that last break, 537-1350, for the last few minutes we have with Lyle Butler, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce president, when we come back.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source.